Good morning, everybody in Oroville, and hi to all of you who are listening to us somewhere else. Today is Monday, 20th of June, and partly sunny morning here in Oroville on 31 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says cloudy most of the time with a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon, and thunderstorm around this evening, otherwise cloudy most of the time over the night. Temperatures will be ranging from low of 27 to high of 38 with heat index of 43 degrees Celsius. And chance on a thunderstorm is on 60% with the precipitation of 0.0 inches possible. Westerly winds at 5 km per hour with occasional gusts on 11 km per hour. Moon is full in Sagittarius, which means that it's illuminated on 100%, and astronomers are focusing on the significance of the two events, the solstice and the full moon, happening at the same time. Actually, just happened early this morning at 4:04 a.m. and at 5:18 a.m. The dynamic Sagittarius full moon, the second full moon in Sagittarius, which is also called zodiacal blue moon, reveals the tension between our mental processes and the words we actually speak. Tripping the light fantastic in the heavenly dance of sun and moon, there hasn't been a June solstice full moon quite so lively and potent since 1997, and the next one also be on 2035. This kind of solstice full moon is a wonderfully rare celestial event, with the culmination of a full moon swiftly followed with the actual ingress of the solstice sun into Cancer, marking a change of seasons with Earth's rotation of the sun, with longest summer day in the northern hemisphere and the shortest winter day under the southern skies. To make the most of this incredibly influential solstice full moon, turn up the inner light switch and illuminate a very personal kind of heart-centered love wisdom, which can then hold sway upon all kinds of issues that appertain to flux and flow, be that cash flow, emotional flow, or happily in the universal flow. When the constantly shifting ideas and the actions of Gemini move into cautious Cancer, the solstice sun's quest is to be fully informed before entertaining the idea of taking risk in the name of the truth and freedom, security or power. All of us were invited at Sankalpa Art Center this afternoon from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. to join them for our full moon eve to celebrate community and creativity and share our wishes and dreams. They're asking us to bring an instrument and a friend. Since last week we have a new secretary, Mr. Mohan Verghese Chunkat, LAS, retired as the secretary of the Oroville Foundation. He assumed office past Monday, June 13, and his term office is 3 years. Mr. Chunkat was born in Thrissur in Kerala on 10th of March in 1956, and he holds a postgraduate degree in zoology and belongs to the 1978 batch of EIS officers. The working committee invites all Oroville residents to meet Mr. Chunkat on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, 21st of June, at 4 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion. Besides meeting the secretary, tomorrow is also United Nations' second International Day of Yoga. And they're saying yoga will unite us with the universal flow and connects us with our own personal rhythms. The discipline of yoga enhances our ability to respond to subtle cues that promote wellness. Peace becomes the natural environment of our relationship and our world, said Douglas Stewart, co-founder of the Solstice in the Times Square, Mind Over Madness Yoga. We can join millions of people around the world to celebrate second International Day of Yoga in Oroville. And the program would be starting at 6 o'clock in the morning in Town Hall, an open stage in front of the Morgan. And the program will start with Surya Namaskar, followed with yoga asanas between 6:30 to 7:15. Then you could read your favorite quotes, passages on yoga between 7:15 to 7:35. And that party will conclude with meditation between 7:35 to 7:45. On the other side, it would be Introduction to Integral Yoga by Ashish Joshi at Savitri Bhavan between 9 a.m. to 12. And then in the evening between 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., a yoga demonstration by students of Aurovazi Education Center at Sauchur Circle at Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone. From Youth League comes an invitation to the next International Youth Day in August in Orville on 12 and 13 of August. And I'm asking you to sign up to participate if you're between 16 to 35 years old, and they will have a space for youth to voice their truth in the form of speeches, performances. They will have some space for stalls on education, employment opportunities, space for exhibition on youth initiative projects, and space for youth art exhibition. And any other creative suggestions you might have, please contact them at youth@orville.org. At Kala Kentar Center for Arts in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, they present Abstract, an exhibition of paintings by Jürgen Pützen, and Metalcraft by Saravanam. The exhibition was inaugurated past Friday and it will be on display until 16th of July. At Bhavishyate, Sri Aurobindo Center of Studies in Bharat Nivas, there were some lectures going on, India, Past, Present and Future, Challenges, and those were open sessions anchored by Mona since January 2016. And the next upcoming session, it would be today, by Suchindra Bhaskar Narayan with the topic Indian Judicial System, with Part 2, with Orwell Act Judgment 1982. These are informal dialogues, discussions, and everyone is welcome to participate. And the timings for those, it's on Tuesday between 5 to 6:30 p.m. in the new building behind the auditorium on first floor. And among the announcement, we found that one, that the Savitri Bhavan on choir starts again on Tuesday 21st on the New World Day of Yoga. But from food links, there are some fresh news that Auroville has an abundance of fresh, organic, local fruit and vegetables for all to enjoy. And currently in their stores are Luki, bottle gourd, pumpkin, lemons, and of course everyone's favorite, mangoes. Soon Discipline will have a tamarind jam and a brand new product, sweet, sour and spicy tamarind chutney. You can pass by Foodlink on Thursday, 24th, between 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. to get a free taste of Discipline jams and chutneys, including their popular mango jam made from the farm's own mangoes. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The Genius of India. The film is based on Sri Aurobindo's articles on the Renaissance in India, was made in a unique way of a film art by the Orville Press team. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 8 p.m. they will screen an Indian comedy romance, Ki Ka, Hers and His, made in India in 2016 and was made by writer and director R. Balki. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. we will see Potpourri adventure thriller, Thibault, made in Qatar, Jordan, UK in 2014 by writer and director Naji Abunova. On Wednesday, an interesting documentary, an inquiry into a new story of humanity, Change the Story, Change the World. It was made in UK in 2016 by director Matty Port and Lawrence Graham. From the words of the mother, the volume 14, we read, above all the complication of so-called human wisdom, there is a luminous simplicity of the divine grace ready to act if we allow it to act. Life could be quite simple and easy if man's mind did not introduce in it so many useless complications. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org, and we will wish you a happy full moon and summer solstice.